The face of the secondhand store is changing. They are still a place where low-income people can buy inexpensive clothes and furniture, but thanks in part to the Great Recession and changing attitudes, stores like Goodwill have become a top shopping choice for millennials. And the trend has prompted Goodwill to upgrade and expand locations. Cash registers ring often at the brand new Goodwill store on Renner Road on Columbus's west side. The redesigned building is one of five Goodwill plans for Franklin County. Tim Salvato is head of retail operations.
We're trying to add more stores along where our existing stores are as the opportunities come up, but we're also looking for areas where we currently don't have a presence.
Goodwill partners with real estate, architectural, and construction firms to launch the new stores. The nonprofit pays a leasing fee based on comparable square footage for the area. The Renner Road store will create about 40 new jobs overall. Some of the workers are developmentally disabled and sort the donated clothes and accessories at the back of the store. Salvato says younger shoppers often reject what he calls Grandma's Goodwill as they search for one-of-a-kind clothing or the latest fashion. So Goodwill Columbus stores will have more square footage, better displays, brighter lighting, and a mix of old and new merchandise.
We have a lot of younger people that come in because it's cool and it's trendy. And to find out, hey, I found this at Goodwill, it may be a dress or a shirt that's worth $100 that they might have got for $6.99.
The popular trend inspired a rap song. It's about popping tags or buying clothes at Goodwill.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a comma. This is awesome.
28-year-old Steely Jordan looks for the best deals to stay within her family budget.
I believe that if you can get a good price on some quality items, then you should try to do that. And then I also just really believe in their mission and the way that they give back to the community and give people an opportunity for employment.
And there's 73 cents for your change.
59-year-old Cheryl McDonald shops at Goodwill three times a week. She spends about $50.
I love it. It's perfect. I like that a lot of thrift stores don't have dressing rooms. I wouldn't buy anything that I didn't try on, especially in jeans. It is very bright. I like the skylights.
In 2013, the Goodwill Columbus organization spent more than $41 million of its $45 million overall expenses on programs for the disabled, including jobs in retail, janitorial, and security services, as well as daily life skills and fitness classes. Head of Goodwill Columbus's retail operations, Tim Salvato.
We're really starting a large initiative in our workforce development program to really expand workforce development to help more people that have barriers to employment. And the bulk of the margin or the profit from these stores is going to be pushed towards workforce development to help connect people with barriers with jobs.
Salvato adds that success will be measured in the number of people served through Goodwill programs. He believes there's enough room in Columbus for other secondhand and discount retail stores. Marketing professor at Ohio State, Rebecca Walker-Resick, says the thrill of hunting for bargains will keep attracting shoppers.
I do think that the popularity of Dollar General, Family Dollar, they're coming from one of the same reasons that Goodwill is getting more popular, which is as a leftover from the last recession, that people started looking more for value and for cheap options, and dollar stores became very popular during the recession, and that popularity has stuck around.
And Walker-Resick says Goodwill's strategy to upgrade how the store looks will make the used goods store more competitive.
Think about why people like shopping at Target sometimes a little bit more than they like shopping at Walmart. It's those big, wide aisles, really well lit. Everything's merchandised and displayed really well. And I think if Goodwill adopts a strategy like that, they'll be much more successful in appealing to young consumers.
Goodwill, popping tags, yeah.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma, this is f***ing awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes, I look incredible. I'm in this big air coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes.
Damn right.
I look incredible.
Hey, come on, man.
I'm in this big air coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comma. This is f***ing awesome.
Is that your grandma's coat?